Good afternoon. It's 1:20.
Well, it's become a phenomenon, the erotic romance novel called 50 Shades of Grey. People are flocking to libraries and stores to get this book. And we're going to talk about it now with Dr. Drew Pinsky. And a heads up to anyone who's listening with kids in the car, this discussion involves some adult content. Dr. Drew, always great to have you. What is the deal with this book? What is the mass appeal with so many romance novels and erotic literature out there? Why has this struck a nerve?
Well, I'm not sure I can answer that question. I, like you, stand here shaking my head, wondering why a fantasy which fosters to the most primitive sort of 12-year-old notion of what romance is. It involves an abusive sex addict who was sexually abused himself. The actual perpetrator of the sexual abuse during his childhood is now his business partner. And this is the man that this young virgin becomes preoccupied and obsessed with and is repeatedly and systematically abused by this guy. And why women would pick this up as any sort of substitute for intimacy or any sort of model for a reasonable relationship, I find just sort of disturbing. Not to mention the fact that it's written so horribly that women are... I've read these books myself, and I want the time back that I spent reading them. They were so poorly written. So I'm disturbed about it. Now, maybe I have no business really commenting on how women sort of, massage their fantasy life. I don't. But as I look at this as a clinician, the idea that women look at this relationship as anything other than absolute, categorical, profound pathology is more than I can imagine.
Well, some people say this may be a backlash to feminism. Women are tired of being in charge all the time at home and in the office. Is this the other side of that?
Well, it is the sort of swept away fantasy, and goodness knows the sort of erotic literature is replete with those sorts of fantasies. And, anyone who sort of has a familiarity with that literature would say, well, there's a lot better options out there than this to satisfy that particular fantasy. I can't emphasize enough the disturbing quality of this. This is a woman who is naive to these issues and then is manipulated and exploited by a man who has a severe personality disorder and a sex addiction who's violent with her. It's just too much to be understood.
Dr. Drew, though, women who say that this character does maintain a sense of control over him and that she does have the power, whether it's sexual power or any other kind of power,
right,
to really control how far he goes with her.
And I would say that is a Stockholm syndrome effect, the fantasy that you are in control when you are being manipulated and overpowered by someone, that you actually adopt their point of view and believe you're participating and controlling them, which is precisely what happens to people who are being perpetrated against by an abuser. I mean, it's exactly what happens. So it's a complete fulfillment of a pathological fantasy.
But isn't there an element of this, Dr. Drew, that women are just having fun with this book? It's helping their sex lives, their marriages.
That's where women take this always, and that's when I step aside and say, you know what, I have no business really commenting on women's fantasy life, and if they get something pleasurable out of this and it enhances their actual relationships and intimacy, so be it. But I worry about the 15-year-olds or the 19-year-olds reading this and sort of formulating a notion that this is anything close to a reasonable relationship. So your defensiveness, I've encountered many times by many women, and I humbly demur when I encounter it that I have no business here. But boy, as a clinician, as someone who worries about young people and the health of their relationships, I worry that this is going to be a model for something pathological.
You know, there was a similar theme in another book some years back, also written by a woman called The Story of O.
Yeah.
That didn't seem to have caused this kind of a reaction.
No, right. And I actually interviewed Erica Jong, who wrote a series of novels like this that were quite embraced by the feminist community and sort of a breakthrough. And she was precisely as disturbed as I was. So, in other words, anyone who sort of understands that literature and understands the impact of these kinds of relationships and can sort of read between the lines. Again, the story is quite explicit. This guy was sexually abused as a child. His perpetrator is now his business partner. He has horrible relationships, and he is extremely powerful and manipulates and is violent, and this woman becomes obsessed with him.
It's
sort of classic love addiction, and I would urge you to, if you really are into this kind of fantasy, read books like Facing Love Addiction and learn about how that really works.
And that's why this book is being talked about. It stirs a lot of mixed feelings on both sides. Thank you so much, Dr. Drew. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.